Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you on today. God bless you on today.
The recording has started.
We are grateful to the Lord that he has brought us back another day, another opportunity, people of God, that we can gather here in the precious name of Jesus. We're so grateful for all that he's done. People of God, I don't know about you, but I feel good, good, good. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, my soul cries out hallelujah. My soul cries out hallelujah. I'm so grateful today for all that God has done. I'm so grateful, people of God, that he is yet in control. I'm so grateful that he is yet on the throne. Yes, he is yet the throne. God bless each of you. We are live. Now, I know when we say that on our rebroadcast, it's almost like, what? They're not live. But I don't know how else to do it but just to say we are really, really live. How about that? So now when we rebroadcast today's broadcast, it'll be like, we're really, really live. Amen. But in essence, today, we are truly live, and we give God thanks and we give God praise for you today. Today is Sunday, and we're grateful. We pray that you have gone to your several houses of worship on today and that you got something, you were able to glean something out of the message on today. It's been a while since we did testimony service. It's been a while since we've opened up the lines and just let you talk and express yourself. Listen, people of God, I want to do some open discussions. I really want to do some open discussions at some point and some time, and I know we've mentioned that with Minister Craig, but just some open discussions just to talk about what's on your mind, just to talk about perhaps how God has inspired you, something that has, you know, God has done to inspire you, to lift you, to bring you up, to bring you over, just something, amen? So we will definitely get to that. We will definitely get to that. I feel it simmering. I feel it on the pot, on the stove simmering, people of God. That God has, amen, this in his mind. I believe it's in the mind of God. I believe it's in the mind of God, amen, that we will just have an open discussion, open line, just to sit and talk and just, you know, just share, a time of sharing and sharing out, amen. Glory be to God. So we do pray, people of God, that the Lord will enable us. Listen, people of God, while you're coming on, we do want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone to come and be on the line tonight with you. Invite someone to come to be a part of the broadcast on tonight. Invite them to come. Invite them to be a part, people of God. Just invite on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Overseas. Listen, invite. WhatsApp. Amen. Invite. Amen. Invite them to come and be with you on tonight. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God. Because people of God, if we don't reach them, if we don't reach for them, they may not know. They may be busy doing something else. But we want to break, as I often say, let's break into that schedule and just let them know that we are live on tonight. Let them know that there is a word from the Lord for them on tonight. Glory to God. As I often say, jump on one of those group texts. Jump on one of those group texts and let the people know, come and join us, amen. Come and be with us. Glory be to God. And we can usually tell, amen, when you go out and you invite people to come because people are coming, amen. I know you send that text message out and you don't know whether they are coming or not, but usually when you send out those text messages, we can tell because people do come. They start coming. So, listen. if you would, go ahead and send out those text messages for Ian, get the people to come and be a part of tonight's broadcast. Tonight's broadcast, amen. You, as you know, our standing speakers with us on tonight, none other than Prophet Sharon Duncan. And we thank God for her. Thank God for this woman of God for availing herself to be with us, amen, to availing herself to be a servant, amen, in the service of the Lord, that someone can be blessed, that someone can come, can hear, glory to God, that they can be ministered to in their spirit, in their situation, in their soul, in their body. Whatever they're looking for from the Lord is here, amen. And we believe that because we believe that the presence of the Lord is here. Yes, we do. So we're grateful tonight. We're grateful. Listen, we are grateful on tonight. Yes, we are. We are very, very grateful. And I just give God thanks and I give God praise, people of God, because what we're getting ready to do, I just want to put it out there. Amen. Well, maybe let me complete it first before I put it out there. But we have something very special that's coming up here on the Prayer News Network, and we'll get it done as we can get it out so that we can officially get it out. Amen. Because we believe that people will be blessed. We believe that people will be blessed by what we are getting ready to do. We know that people will be blessed, and we want you to help us to get the word out to the people once we get it out to you. Amen. So we're grateful. We thank God on tonight, again, for each and every one of you. I want to ask you to, again, go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with us. We thank God for our listeners. Thanking God for our international listeners. We thank God for each and every one of you on tonight. We bless God for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for coming. Whatever country you are listening from, we just want to let you know that we appreciate you. We thank God for you. We thank God for you. Thank you for your coming. Whether you're coming presently at this present time, at the 9 o'clock hour Eastern Standard Time, or whether you're coming, amen, at 5 o'clock in the morning, 4, 3, amen. And for some of you, it may be the next day. But whenever you're listening, we do give God thanks and we give God praise for you. Amen. We bless the Lord for you. Glory to God. We bless him. We bless him. We thank him. Amen. There are yet great things that are going on here on the PNN, and we are so grateful. And I do want to mention that our international ministry there in Sierra Leone, we thank God for Apostle Bobar. We have been speaking with him. We have been speaking and in contact with him, and God is continuing to move there in Africa, in West Africa, and we're grateful for that. Now, they do have a new project that is up and coming. They're getting ready to plant rice. They're getting ready to plant rice, and I know that the last time I think we came, maybe about a year ago now, they had opened up, they had dug some wells, and we are so grateful we were able to be a blessing to them for the wells. And those of you that know, if you go out on our Prayer News Network page, there you're able to see the wells that they dug that we were able to be a part of. Well, now they're getting ready to plant farm rice. They're getting ready to plant rice for themselves, and we're so grateful for that, and we want to be a blessing for them, to them, in any way that we can. If you can, we just want to be a blessing. Anything that we can do to be a blessing to them, amen, we want to do it, and we are just so grateful, people of God, because we believe that God has opened up a way, amen, Jesus, for us to be a blessing to them. And again, we'll give you more information on that. We'll give you more information on that whenever we, at the end of the broadcast, we'll give you more information on that. Amen. So again, don't forget about our international ministry that we're connected to there in Sierra Leone. Amen. With Apostle Bobar. Amen. So we're grateful to the Lord for Apostle Bobar and the saints there. Amen. There are like 15, 16 district or countries that he's over there. And we're grateful because they're continuing to move forward. Amen. They're moving forward with less. And so every little bit is progress. Amen. Every little bit helps to move forth the ministry, to move forth to be a blessing. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. For them. Amen. And we're just grateful for, again, open doors and open hearts. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless God. We thank him again for each of you, people of God. I just want to thank God for our leaders on tonight. As always, thanking God for our celestial intercessor on tonight, the late apostle, Dr. S.C. James, and thanking the Lord on tonight for our senior apostle, none other than Apostle Samuel Huggins James. And just giving God thanks tonight for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina, as well as my pastor. Amen. Thanking God for Apostle Lorenzo Rutledge. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Thanking God for him. Amen. And the saints there in the Tallahassee area. God is great, greatly to be praised. And thanking God for our PNN advisors. Amen. So many of them have, glory to God, again, their plates are so full. But for whatever time they're able to dedicate to the PNN and that they have dedicated to the PNN, we do give God thanks and we give God praise for them. And for you, people of God, we thank God for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for coming always to be with us. Thank you if you're not here. We thank you for your prayers. We thank you for your attention, your attentiveness. We just give God thanks. We just give God praise. Amen. We give God praise. Truly, the Lord is great as always, and he's greatly to be praised. Amen. And tonight, people of God, as we already stated, this is tonight we're live, and we have a standing commitment from none other than our speaker, Prophet Sharon Duncan. We thank God for her. We thank God for her dedication to be with us here on the line. We thank God on tonight, people of God, for, again, each and every one of you. May God bless you, bless you, bless you on tonight. Amen. We want you to ask, we want to ask you one more time to go ahead and invite a couple of people to be with us on tonight as we prepare to sanctify the line. We're going to sanctify the line on tonight. You know our standing order. We'll sanctify our lines, and right after that, we're going to have our scripture reading by Sister Mary Holland. And then right after Sister Mary, we're going to release the line, release the platform to our speaker on tonight. Amen. So if you would, people of God, bring your hearts and your minds in. Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring them in on tonight. Bring them in on tonight. Glory be to God. Bring them right on in. Glory be to God. Bring them on in, people of God. Amen. Jesus. Glory to God as we go before the throne of grace. The song says, I love you, I love you, I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. Oh, Lord, why my heart is filled with praise. Oh, I love you. I love you, I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up. And I magnify your name. Ooh, that's why my heart is still. That's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart is filled with prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We bless your name on tonight. Father, we bless you for your goodness. We're blessing you tonight for life and that more abundantly. Father, we're blessing you for another day, another chance, another opportunity to come into your presence. And tonight, oh God, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts and a praise on our lips. We're coming, lifting you on tonight for your goodness, lifting you on tonight for your grace, lifting you on tonight, oh God, because you're altogether good. And for this, we give you thanks and we give you praise. Father, we bless you tonight. We bless your precious name on tonight. For had it not been for you, oh God, where would we be? But we're thanking you tonight, oh God, for your grace is extended unto your people. And for this, we bless you. We thank you. Glory to God. We bless you tonight. Bless you, oh God, for another chance, another opportunity to come into your presence. And Father, as we come on tonight, we're coming with thanksgiving. We're coming on tonight, oh God, with uplifted hands unto you. Father, we're coming, glory to God, asking you to look upon us now. We're asking that you look upon us, look upon our hearts, look upon us, glory to God. Father, let us do nothing in vain, glory. Let us do nothing in strife on today. But we're asking that you would forgive us now. We're asking that you forgive us of our sin. Forgive us, oh God, of everything that we've done. Father, forgive us on tonight if we've had the wrong attitude. Forgive us on tonight. Father, we're asking that you're creating us a clean heart. Renew within us a right spirit. Renew within us on tonight, oh God, a righteous spirit. In your precious name, oh God. Father, we're asking you to forgive us tonight. Father, forgive us tonight. Glory to God. Father, oh God, let us not go on, oh God. Let us not go on in sin. Let us not go on with iniquity in our hearts, but we're asking that you look upon us tonight. We're asking, oh God, that you will make every crooked place straight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, any wayward way, oh God, any way that we step out of your will, we're asking that you forgive us tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight, Father, that you will sanctify us now. Father, we're asking that you sanctify this line. Sanctify us, oh God, each and everyone that's coming to this line. Father, you know us name by name. You know us, glory to God, even the very hairs upon our head. We're asking that you forgive us, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Oh God, hear our hearts cry on tonight. Hear the very cries of your people on tonight. Father, for this night, oh God, someone has come for healing. Oh God, we're asking that you touch the bodies on tonight. We're asking that you touch, glory to God, from the crown of the head to the soul of the feet. Oh God, for you are Jehovah Rapha. You're the God that healeth. Oh God, and we're asking you to heal on tonight. Father, heal on tonight. Let no one, oh God, come to this line. Let us not leave the same. Oh God, but we're asking you tonight. Father, touch our bodies. Oh God, touch on tonight. Oh God, every inflammation, every infection on tonight. Oh God, every part of our bodies on tonight. Father, we're asking you to move. We're asking that you move in the muscular system. Father, move in the respiratory system on tonight. Father, we're asking that you move, glory to God, in the circulatory system on tonight. Father, we're asking that you move in the nervous system on tonight. Father, touch tonight. Oh God, just one touch from you. Oh, glory be to God. You're able, oh God, oh God, to call into alignment. Oh God, we call into the alignment. Oh, glory to God, according to your will. Father, for you said already, oh God, that we are healed. And we're thanking you tonight for healing. We declare, we decree healing on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we decree it tonight. Oh God, even for those, oh God, that may come on this line later. Oh God, they may come with aches. They may come with pain. But Father, we declare healing. We declare wholeness on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you tonight. We're thanking you tonight. tonight. Oh, God, for you are Jehovah Jireh. Oh, God, move on tonight. Oh, God, meet needs. Oh, God, swallow up lack on tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, where there be lack, swallow it up, oh, God. Oh, God, swallow up tonight. For you are our shepherd, and there is no lack. And we decree it on tonight. In the name of Jesus, we decree it. In the name of Jesus, we decree it in the atmosphere. We decree it in the spirit of your people on tonight. No lack, no lack. And we're thanking you on tonight. Thanking you for meeting every need, every heart's desire. We're thanking you on tonight. Oh, glory, I must say, God. Oh, God, we thank you tonight. Glory, say God. We're thanking you all tonight. Father, we're thanking you all. Oh, God, we're thanking you all tonight. Oh, God, uphold on tonight. Oh, God, uphold on tonight, oh, God. In that precious name, Jesus, upholding your free spirit. On this night, we pray. Oh, God, on this night, we're asking that you will sanctify. Father, sanctify the night. Sanctify the mind. In that precious name, Jesus, so much on tonight. So much glory to God. Be facing your people on tonight. Oh, God, but send up your fire. Send fire. Oh, God, burn up on tonight. Oh, God, everything that's not of me, burn up on tonight. Disintegrate on tonight. Oh, God, everything that's not of me. Oh, God, every dust cloud on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, everything, oh, God. Oh, Baba Shekinabosaya. Oh, God, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Oh, glory to God. Oh, God, tonight, tonight. We cancel every plan of the enemy. Every plan, God, Shama. Hey, God, every plan of the enemy. Oh, God, tonight. We cancel it tonight. Every unrighteous plan, we plead your blood. Hey, God, every contract, every illegal contract on the night. Father, we cancel it tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Oh, God, higher, I will say it. Oh, God, eradicate on tonight. Oh, God, eradicate on tonight. Oh, higher, 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 higher. Oh, God, tonight, tonight. Oh, God, well, you've already come, and you've spoiled principalities and powers, and you caused us to sit in heavenly places, and we're thanking you tonight. We thank you tonight for lifting your people. We're thanking you for lifting on tonight. Thank you for lifting on tonight. Thank you for lifting us on tonight. Oh, God, we thank you. We praise you. Oh, God, we thank you for the power that you bestowed upon us. And we're thanking you tonight, oh, God. We're thanking you for victory in every situation, in every circumstance. Father, we thank you for victory. Thank you for bringing your people out. Thank you for bringing us out, God. Hey, God, we thank you for bringing us out. Oh, God, for bringing us over. For you've already overcome the world. And we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Oh, God, and we do bind up the hand of the enemy. We bind up the hand and the will of the enemy. We watch. Hey, God, on it tonight. And Satan, we say the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against you now. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus is against you now. Hey, Father, huh? And we thank you tonight. We thank you for power. We thank you for demonstration on tonight. We thank you for doing it, oh, God. Thank you for bringing down, oh, God, the works of the enemy. Oh, God, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you glory on tonight. Father, we give you glory. We give you praise. Father, we bless you tonight. We thank you tonight. We honor you on tonight. We honor you for your goodness. We honor you for bringing us together one more time. We thank you, Father, as we unify tonight. Oh, God, as we stand as one in power and in demonstration, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we thank you tonight for your great salvation throughout the whole earth. We call, oh, God, that's being made in the earth. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory on tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Father, for you're great, and you're greatly to be praised. And for this, we give you thanks.
For this we give you praise. For this we give you honor. We give you glory. Thank you for turning around every adverse situation. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. But we declare victory tonight. We declare victory for your people tonight. Out of every situation, we declare victory for your people on tonight. And for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. We thank you, oh God, for saving. Thank you for saving the unsaved. Father, we bless you tonight. Hey, God, we bless you, oh, God, in a mighty way. We bless you tonight. We bless you tonight. We bless you. We honor. We glorify you tonight for your goodness, for your grace, for all that you've done. We thank you, Father. We thank you for your speaker now, Father, that you've elected for this time for your people. We thank you for your word. Hey, God, thank you for your word unto your people. Father, we bless you. We thank you. We honor. We glorify you. Father, let the word have free course on tonight. Touch the hearts of your people. Touch the spirit of your people. In that precious name, oh God, we're thanking you now. We're glorifying you now. Bless the speaker. Strengthen her, oh God, for this time, for this hour. We're thanking you for her, oh God. We say, have your way. Have your way in the midst of us, we pray. In that precious name, Jesus, you be glorified. Father, you get the glory. You get the praise out of all these things. Out of this PNN, Father, you get the glory. You get the praise. You get the glory. You get the praise. Father, you be glorified for the work that you've established in the earth. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we do give you praise. Woo, we give you all the glory in thy precious name, oh God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Now, Father, we ask that you hide us behind your precious blood. Cover us, oh God. Cover us, oh God, in your blood. Hide us behind your precious cross. We do pray. Cover and hide us, we pray. In the precious name of Jesus, we do now forbid backlash of the enemy. We forbid every work of retaliation. We declare it null and void in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you now for all that you've done, for your righteous work, your righteousness being exalted in the earth, in us, your people, in the precious name of Jesus. We give you glory. We give you praise. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen, on tonight. Glory to God. Glory to God. Sister Mary, God bless you. Ha, ya, ha. Oh, God, thank you. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Sister Mary, God bless you. You have the platform. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise him.
Get honor to God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to our speaker for tonight, to PNN Bibles, to PNN Prayer Wars, and to all of us listening and thoughts. Scripture reading will become entire. And the subject of these particular scriptures is God is our refuge and strength. God is our refuge and strength, a very helping help in trouble. Therefore, we are not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountain be carried into the midst of the sea, though the water thereof are in trouble, though the mountain shake with swelling thereof, so on. There is a river, the stream of a glad city of God, the holy place of tabernacle of the Most High. God in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that night early. The heathen rage, kingdom will move. He offered his balls to earth and nothing. The Lord of hosts is with us. God of Jacob is thy refuge. Come the whole work of the Lord. What desolation he has made in the earth. He made the war cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the in sorrow. He burned the chariot in the fire. He said to know that I am God. I was exalted upon the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, the Lord. May God have a blessing to this reading on his word and the doers of his whole word.
Amen, oh God. We should give God the praise. Bless his name tonight. We do give God the praise. He is worthy to be praised. He is worthy of all the glory. Bless his name. He is worthy of every honor, every thank you, every hallelujah. Oh, bless his name tonight. We could hallelujah tonight. Glory to him enough. We could never glorify him enough. Somebody's voice is hushed in death. They cannot praise God anymore. They cannot glorify God. They're 6 feet deep. And even as we come together on this PNN tonight, people are dying right now. Bless his name. And so we have a right to give him praise and to glorify him and to thank him. And I thank God tonight for being back in your midst. Bless his name. And I thank God for the protocol, for the prayer, and for the word of God that has gone forth in our hearing. I do welcome you tonight from wherever you're dialing in from or listening in from. God bless you tonight. May this word tonight bless you indeed. May this word tonight bring transformation in all of our lives. Bless his name. I pray that we would never be the same after this word tonight, that God would really do a work in us. And so, Father, we thank you tonight for your word that will go into the hearing of this people, that your word, God, would be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway, that we would hide, glory to God, tonight, your word in our hearts, that we may not sin against you. And we thank you, Lord. I thank you right now in Jesus' name. I thank God for the protocol that has been established and for my pastor, the co-pastor of Jerusalem Temple, and all of you leaders tonight that is taking the time out to come and be in the midst of us. Now tonight, bless his name, I'm going to deal with a subject that we're probably all familiar with, but I'm dealing with three things that makes us who we are, and that is the soul, the spirit, and the body. We're made of spirit, soul, and body, bless his name, and I began to look into this a little more closer, and God began to reveal and pull up some things, bless his name, concerning the soul. So you'll find me dealing with the soul more than the spirit and the body as I go on, bless his name, because a lot of us, I don't think a lot of us understand how dangerous the soul is, bless his name, how much damage the soul is causing us in this last hour, bless his name. And so when we look at it, we have a natural life or the natural man, which is the natural life that we live, that comes first, according to the word of God, which represents this natural body, bless his name. Then the spiritual life, which comes after, represents the spiritual body. God made Adam's body first before he placed his spirit on the inside, which is made him a living soul, bless his name. So the body cannot function without the spirit or the soul. You need the three to come together in order for us to be men, to be human. Bless his name. If you look at 3 John chapter 1, 2 to 4, it says, Beloved, I wish above all, hallelujah tonight, glory to God, all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul, we're dealing with the soul tonight, even as thy soul prosper. Bless his name. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. And so that's another thing we're looking at tonight, the truth. Bless his name. And the Bible said the truth shall make you free. And so God's desire is for his children to prosper and be in health. He said, even as our souls prosper, the question is our soul really prospering the way God desires our souls to prosper? Or is our natural life prospering more? Is there a balance with your soul and your natural life? What is more dominant? Is your natural life taking over your soul or taking over your spiritual life? And so we need to examine ourselves to see which one is more dominant. It should literally be a balance. But if we look at ourselves, it's not balanced. Our natural life is so much more important
than our spiritual life, that we don't spend the quality time with God that he desires us to spend with him. Our health depends on our souls lining up to the word of God in order to prosper. Bless his name, to be manifested. Listen here, we got to get this soul together before God can do anything. He said he wants us to prosper and be in health, even as our souls. And so until our souls is lining up to the word of God in order for prosperity to be manifested in our lives. Bless his name. And so we look at John tells us here in verses 1, 2, and 4 about loving. It says, I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in truth. Bless his name. And so God wants us to walk in truth. He wants us to love each other. He wants us to be there for each other. Bless his name. And then in 4, it said, I have no greater joy than to hear my children walk in truth. And so God is telling us tonight that it's only the truth that can make you free. And so the word of God, which is truth, is what we need to be free. Bless his name. Walking in the truth means that you're doing what the word of God says to do. That means that we're walking in total and complete obedience. We're not perfect. We're going to mess up. But he expects us to walk in truth, which is his word. Prospering is not just about material things or wealth, but it is dealing with the whole man, living a prosperous life in every area. Our natural life should never, ever be more prosperous than our spiritual life. But that is what is happening. If you look at the Christian world today, a lot of Christians are dead spiritually, but you look at their bank account, you look at the amount of cards and big split level they have and all that they're gaining naturally, bless his name, and their spiritual life is lying dormant. No reading your Bible on time, not reading, not praying enough. And so there has to be a balance in order for God to prosper us. Bless his name. And so tonight as we go into this, we will understand exactly what is causing this problem. Bless his name. And so the natural life, which includes our souls, our spiritual and our natural bodies, is what we're going to look into tonight, people of God. Many believers have material things, but their souls are not prospering the way God, not us, but God expects it to be. The natural body, which represents the natural man, seems to be more or way more prosperous than our spiritual body, bless his name, which means that there is no balance in our life. And so we have a spiritual body and we have a natural body. And if you read 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 44, from verse 39, it says, all flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of man, another flesh of beast, another of fishes, and another of birds. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It's sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. Verse 43 said, it is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown in natural body, and it is raised in the spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. That's verse 44. Verse 45 says, and so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul, and the last man, Adam, which is Jesus Christ, was made a quickening spirit. Verse 46 said, howbeit that was not first, which is natural, but that which is, which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. Oh, bless his name tonight. And so verse 46 says, the spiritual is not first. The natural body of the animal and man described here in this chapter was first. It was the body with which Adam was created. The spiritual body is the last, and it is that which the soul is to be clothed in resurrection. And so our souls will take on a new body in the resurrection. And so what does 1 Corinthians mean by this. The natural body must come first and die. You got to die in order to be resurrected. You got to drop off the flesh, bless his name. It must die to be changed into a spiritual body. So the spiritual body will come into existence at the resurrection. When Christ returns for those who belong to him, bless his name tonight, this process, God is not putting us into a better form of body right now. Those are reserved for eternity instead. Now, our homes and families, kids, and all the natural things that concerns us come first. Then that which is spiritual. If our natural body, bless his name tonight, is not in alignment with the word of God, hallelujah, it can affect the spiritual body. When the family and homes come into alignment with the word of God, when the family get in order, that's when the Spirit of God blesses him tonight. Glory, yes, God. Hallelujah tonight. Hallelujah. That's when the Spirit of God will begin to do a work. Blesses him in your family and in your home. That's when, my God, we will walk into the full manifestation of prosperity. Blesses him. Our souls determine failures or victories. Our souls determine prosperity and poverty. It depends on how your soul is prospering. You will either be poor or you will prosper. And so God said there is a major attack against the human race by Satan and his demonic agents who is trying to destroy human race, destroying the image and the likeness of God, and that is us. That is why we are seeing so many deaths, people of God, sicknesses, diseases, bloodshed, plagues, violence, destruction, and devastation happening in the earth, which means that our spirit as well as our souls and body have to come into alignment with the word of God in order to defeat the plan of Satan. God told us, bless his name, in Ephesians chapter 6, 8, 10 to 18, it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, not having having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about the truth. And so we're talking about truth, which is the word of God that is able to save your soul. Only the truth can do that. And having on the breastplate of righteousness and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is able tonight, which is the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication. Oh, bless his name tonight. And so that's this we have to understand we don't wrestle against each other, not flesh and blood, but we are dealing and fighting with forces that are being released. We are not fighting against the natural man, which is this body that we live in. So it's not just fighting against people, but our own selves. We'll find ourselves getting frustrated and going through so much that this body will react to how our emotions are going. God tells us in his word there is a natural body and a spiritual body. The spiritual body is God's spirit that he breathed into Adam, and Adam became a living soul. What, according to the dictionary, and I looked it up so we can have a better understanding of what exactly God is saying the soul is. The soul is the seat of your personality. It is man's will, your intellect, and emotion all lie in the soul. The spirit is the part with which man communicates with the spiritual realm. The body is the part with which man communicates with the physical realm. The soul is in the middle of the body and the spirit. Your soul is in between these two things. Bless his name. And as we continue to look at the definition, it says soul represents your life. It represents creature, person, appetite, your mind, living being, desire, emotion, passion, that which breathes, the breathing soul, the inner being of man, living being. Bless his name tonight. It also says the man himself, and it says self, person, or individual. It says life in the blood. That's your soul. The seed of the appetite, the seed of emotions and passions. That's your soul. Activity of your mind, activity of your will. We're talking about the soul tonight. Bless his name. And it says, and this, and that's the we're dealing with the, that was the lexicon. Now the Strong's definition tells us probably a breathing creature. That is an animal used very widely in a literal, a figurative sense, boldly or mentally, an appetite or any appetite, beast, body, breath, creature, deadly desire, contented, fish, ghost, heart, man, me, lust, mind, morality, one, own, person, pleasure, him, self, them, your, self, slave, soul, they, thing. So all of the words that I'm calling is dealing with the soul tonight. Bless his name. And so as we're going to focus on the soul, what is the soul of man according to the Bible? He is more than a body. Adam is a living soul. The soul is capable of knowing God and enjoying God. And it is capable of sinning against God too. Sometimes the animals, something that the animals cannot do, the animals do not and cannot sin. They don't understand sin. This is at the heart of what God is saying when he says, you are made in his image. That means you became a living soul. Bless his name. It is an entity that survives the body after death. Bless his name. Your soul can live or your soul can die. Oh, bless his name. The spiritual part of a person capable of redemption from the through divine grace. Your soul is able and capable of being redeemed. That's why Jesus died. His blood was shed to redeem the souls of men. What is the human soul according to the Bible? Again, let's look at some more. It's over and over again in the scripture. People are referred to as souls. If you look up Exodus chapter 31 and 14, it says, ye shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is holy unto you. Everyone that defiles it shall utterly be put to death. For whosoever doeth any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. Hallelujah. And so the soul represents your personality, your emotion, your everything, your character. All of that is your soul. Proverbs chapter 11 and 30 says, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Glory to God. And so God is asking us to line up. We have to get it together in order to win souls. It is hard for us to win souls if our souls is all messed up. Our souls, our personalities are messed up. Our characters are messed up. Emotionally, we are messed up. Our soul needs to get in alignment because people are going to look at us, the church, and say, you trying to tell me to get saved. You trying to tell me change, but you are a mess. That's because the soul is in a mess. Bless his name. Whatever represents us is in the... If you know how to win soul, you will be a wise person. But we first have to get ourselves in alignment. We have to first get our souls in alignment before we can go out there and tell someone that their souls need to be delivered. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so tonight, the human soul is that part of a person that is eternal. The path, bless his name tonight, that lives on after the body dies and decays. Jesus said, we should not fear men who can kill only the body, but not the soul. In Matthew chapter 10 and 28, it says, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. And so the problem that I find out is that we don't have no fear. We don't fear God. We don't fear the God that is able to kill both our souls and body and throw it into hell. There is a lack of fear in the body of Christ from the pulpit to the pew to the door. Hallelujah. We really understand, a lot of people really understand that God could just in a second, within a split second, you can drop dead. But where will your soul spend eternity? Will your soul live forever in the kingdom, or will your soul die and move on forever? And so God is saying here, there may be some people don't realize that this, if there ever a time we need to walk in fear, we need to start walking there now. Bless his name, glory to God. There it is. If you look at the confusion that is happening in the world today, bless his name. And so there's some people that are confused as to whether the human spirit and the human soul are the same thing or different in some way. The spirit describes more in terms of thought. And so when you think about your spirit, you're thinking about a force. Like when the Holy Ghost came, it came with a force. And so your spirit represents, it is a force. While the soul seems to be a static entity, bless his name, the spirit and the souls are separate entities. Bless his name. And if you look at 1 Thessalonians tonight, if you have your Bible, you will follow me. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and 23 says, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so God is saying that we have to be sanctified. God, he said, the God of peace sanctify you wholly. Sanctify you and fire us and make us whole. And he says here that I pray that God, that I pray, God, your whole spirit. And so he's praying for our spirit and the soul, body to be preserved and be blameless. And so the soul is something that is fighting us from really lining up to live the way God wants us to live. It will cause us to be so emotional that we act out of character. And so this is a time God wants us to bring our soul in alignment, bless his name. Hebrews chapter 4 and 12 says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit and of the joints and marrows, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intent of the heart. And so God is saying it is going to take the word of God, which is quick and powerful, the word of God, which is sharper than the two-edged sword, to even get your soul together. God wants to use his word to cut away some things from our soul that is causing us to be defeated. Some things need to be God's word is to cut out your emotion so that you wouldn't be in this emotional bondage. The word of God needs to cut some things away so that our characters and personality can line up to what God has us to be. Hallelujah. It's going to take the word of God to make and to melt us to be the souls that God had created us to be from the very beginning. So the soul don't want to rule. The soul cannot line up without the word. Jesus Christ, because he was fully man as well as being fully God, also had a human soul. His soul experienced anguish at Gethsemane while he prayed before going to the cross. He said, my soul is very sorrowful even unto death. And so Jesus' soul, which is his emotion, began to cry out to the Father, hallelujah, that he didn't want to go to. He said, let this cup pass, the cup of sorrow and suffering that he was about to endure. His soul, he said, my soul is sorrowful even unto death. And so your souls feel everything that you go through. Your souls carry a lot of pain and anguish, like Jesus said here in this verse. Bless his name. And so because of that, we find ourselves not lining up the way we should line up in the body of Christ. We find ourselves falling short because our souls is taking over and our souls are ruling our spirit and ruling even, my God, our mind, glory to God. Your soul has to do with your mind, glory to God. And so a lot of the people's minds are so messed up because the soul doesn't want to line up the soul. There's a fight going on. But the Bible said you don't wrestle against flesh and blood. You got to go in the spirit and war for your soul. You got to war for your mind. You got to war for your spirit. And if you just sit down and relax, you will be defeated. And you know, he said in verse 38, then said he unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful even unto death. And he says, tarry ye here and watch with me. Blesses him. And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. But nevertheless, not as I will, but thy will be done. So he decided that my soul is going to obey the Father. My soul is going to line up with my purpose and my the plan that God had for me being in this earth. And so what God is saying, our souls need to line up so that the will of the Father can be done. The soul needs to line up so that the purpose of God for our lives come into fruition. Our souls need to get together so that we can obey the word of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we cannot obey, with our souls will never obey unless we get the word of God down on the inside of us. Bless his name. And so in Psalms chapter 16, bless his name tonight, as we look from verses 9 to 10, therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also rests in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither shall thou will thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. And so David was saying here, bless his name, that he know that he had hope that his soul was going to be delivered from hell. And when you look at hell, it's talking about the grave. He had hope that he's going to rise up from the grave. He said, you will not leave me in the place, in this hellish place. Bless his name. And if you look at Acts chapter 13, 35 and 30 through 37, it says, wherefore, he said also in another psalm, thou shalt not suffer thine holy one to see corruption. For David, after he had served his own generation, by the will of God fell on asleep and was laid unto his fathers and saw corruption. Bless his name. But he whom God raised again saw no corruption. And so Jesus never saw the corruption. His soul never saw corruption. Hallelujah. He had to go down in hell and take the souls that were in hell, bring them out of hell. The day that he died and went into hell, he delivered the souls that were trapped in there. And so David saw this way in advance to say that my soul is not going to die. Hallelujah, because he saw life. He saw eternal life. Blesses him through the Son of God. And so what God is saying tonight, I am able to save your soul, but the soul, if we mine our soul will cause us to end up in the lake of fire. The human soul can be weak, or the human soul can be strong. In 2 Peter chapter 2, 13 to 15, it says, and shall receive the reward of unrighteousness as they that counted pleasure to riot in the daytime. But they are unblemished, sporting themselves with their own deceivings while they feast with you, having eyes full of idolatry that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls and hearts they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children. And so God is saying tonight that there are souls today that are full of idolatry. They can't stop sinning. The Bible says they cannot cease from sin. The soul keeps sinning. Every day our soul will find our soul not really lining up. It will sin some way or another. Bless his name. And so it says beguiling unstable souls and hearts. They have a heart that have exercised covetous practices. And covetous practices is when you're looking and lusting after people's things, when you desire other people's things. And so what the soul does, the soul is full of lust. The soul is full of envy. The soul is full of adultery. The soul is full of evil practices. It's full of fornication and lies and stealing. The soul is full, my God, of backbiting and hatred and unforgiveness. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. The soul is full of a lack of love and lack of kindness. The fruit of the Spirit is lacking when the soul is not lining up. Oh, bless his name tonight. And so at the end of that 14 verses said, curse children. And so what God is saying tonight, when your soul is not, is unstable, you come under a curse. And a lot of people are under a curse. I didn't say this in the Bible. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 14 said you become a curse. And so a lot of people are in the churches and in the nations are under a curse because their soul is still sitting. Their soul is exercising covetous practices. Their soul is full of idolatry and lies. They can't stop sinning. Oh, bless his name. And what they're doing, they're enticing other people to sin. Look at what is happening with this LGBTQ. Look at all the satanic things that are happening in the world. It's the souls of men that decide that they are not going to obey God. They've decided that I'm going to do what I want to do, and I don't care about this Jesus. I don't care about his word. He can't do me anything. They come up against God. It's the soul that is causing what is happening in the earth to happen. And so if you read it, it says, having eyes full of adultery, which have forsaken the right way. Verse 15 said, which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Bozar, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. And so these people love the wages of unrighteousness. And so what is happening? Their soul. It's the soul that loves unrighteousness. It's the soul that have forsaken the right way. It's the souls that are gone following the way of Balaam. The human soul can be saved or the human soul can be lost, people of God, tonight. James chapter 1, verses 19 to 22 says, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man, glory to God, tonight be swift to hear and be swift to hear and slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay aside, and he's telling you what to do tonight in verse 21. He said, lay aside or lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness and receive with meekness the engrafted word of God, which is able to save your soul. The only way your soul can be saved is through the engrafted word of God. Your soul can never be saved without the word of God. Jesus is the word. And if you say we love Jesus and we're not taking time out in the word, studying the word, we're not meditating in the day and night, we're not reading on a regular basis, then your soul can literally be lost. Because it says here, wherefore, lay apart filthiness. And so whatever is filthy, God said, put it apart. Whatever is naughtiness, he said, put it apart. And what he said, receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. People of God, the only way our souls can be saved, and if you're not studying the word of God, and if you're not reading the word of God, then you don't know God and you don't know Jesus, because he is the word. And so when he came, when God came in the flesh, took on flesh, his word came alive. His word became a living soul. His word took on flesh. And so he's saying to us tonight, it's going to take my engrafted word. It's going to take the word of God. I'm telling you, the only way to make, oh, glory to God, help us. You know, some people may be exempt because they might not be able to read. They may be illiterate. And the Bible says in the time of ignorance, God will wink at them. But for those of us who can read and study, we are without excuse for not reading and studying it. Because God is letting us know here tonight, he said, only the engrafted word of God will save your soul. And verse 22 says, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. And so God is showing us here tonight that you can't just hear the word. You have to do what it says. And if we are not reading or studying the word. How can we do what it says? How can our soul be saved, bless his name, and do what the Bible said to do if we don't apply the word, if we don't do the word? Our souls will never be saved without the engrafted word of God. It's going to take it in this last hour for you to make it. When they take away your Bibles, when they come against religion even more than they're doing it now, if you don't study and have the word in your heart, you are not going to survive. It's going to take the engrafted word in this last hour to pull you through. Bless his name. Ezekiel chapter 18 and 4 tells us, behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. And he said, the soul that sinned, it shall die. And so God has given us the remedy so that our souls don't die. He said, only the engrafted word can save your soul. And so many people may be in the church. They may be singing on the praise team. They may be preaching the word of God. Bless his name. Hallelujah. But if we don't hide this word in our heart, and if we don't live and do what God says according to his word, then that soul can die. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah tonight. And we don't want to die and die forever, because once your soul is dead, that's it. No more coming back from that position. The soul was created by God. God is saying it belongs to me. And so we can't do what we feel like doing it. We can't act out of character. We can't always get emotional, and our personalities are all messed up, because we belong to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. All the definition that stated with soulless, if we examine ourselves tonight, are we lining up according to what God expects us to be or expects us to do? And so a lot of things are happening in the body of Christ that is causing people to not want to come to church, because people's souls are being hurt by the lack of love. Bless his name. All kinds of things are happening. People are emotional in the church, and so they're acting out of character. They're hating each other because of the soul. The soul can never be ruled unless it is ruled by the word of God. Unless it comes into alignment with the word of God, it will never, ever line up. Bless his name tonight. And so people are being hurt because we get so emotional and we come up against each other, not realizing that our soul is the problem and our souls need to be delivered. If you easily anger, then your soul is ruling your body and your spirit. Bless his name. If you don't have no patience, you can't persevere. You don't have no faith. Your soul is taking over. Your soul will cause your faith not to advance. Your soul will cause your faith not to believe God. Because once your soul is affected, especially if you're sick and afflicted, and your soul deals with your emotion, and your mind is going to tell you, I am not healed. I got to go run to the doctor. It's the soul that will cause you to doubt the word of God. Oh, bless his name tonight. Jeremiah chapter 38:16-17 tells us, Zedekiah the king swear secretly unto Jeremiah, saying, as the Lord liveth that made us this soul, I will not put thee to death, neither will I give thee into the hand of these men that seek thy life. And so verse 17 says, then said Jeremiah unto Zedekiah, thus said the Lord, the God of hosts, the God of Israel, if thou wilt assuredly go forth into the king of Babylon's princes, then thy soul shall live, and this city shall not be burned with fire, and thou shalt live thine house. And so right here, Zedekiah the king acknowledged that they were souls. He was talking about the whole man. He said, this soul, and he said, I am not going to put you to death. And so Jeremiah came back and tell him that about his soul being saved if he go to Babylon. And what he said, if you go to Babylon, then you will not die because you are your soul. And so in order for the king to save his soul or save his life, he had to move out of position. And so sometimes God would have you to move out of position to save your soul. Sometimes God would tell you move from one place, relocate. Maybe he's trying to save your soul. Bless me. He might tell you go down the road and you might meet somebody whose soul needs to be saved. Bless his name. There could be some reasons why God would tell you do this and that. Bless his name. And so we need to be sensitive to what God is saying and how he's moving and the way he's instructing us, because somebody's souls may be in danger. Your child's soul may be in danger. The neighbor the neighbor children, even walking along, you see people hurting. That's a soul that needs the gospel. That's a soul to need to be witnessed to. We're looking at the outward appearance, but the soul in that man needs to be delivered. And we pass people by so many times in Walmart when we go out, and we don't even open our mouth to greet them or say, you know, Jesus love you. That may be a soul that just needed to hear Jesus love them right then, and it may make a difference. Blessed be. A lot of souls are committing suicide because nobody is reaching them. A lot of souls, my God, tonight, Holy Ghost fire, are backsliding because they've been church hurt. They feel like nobody loved them. They feel like nobody cared. Their souls has been damaged, glory to God, because of all the things that are happening in the house of God. And so God has come tonight to let us know that our souls need to come in alignment and not operate off emotion or mindset. We've got to, our souls got to operate according to the word of God. Bless his name. And so the human soul needs protection. Our souls need purification. Our souls need sanctification. Bless his name. And atonement from God. Bless his name. And if you look at Leviticus chapter 17 and 11, it says, for the life of the flesh is in the blood. And I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that makes an atonement for the soul. And so bless his name tonight. Jesus' blood was shed, glory to God, to make an atonement for our souls. We got to give God thanks that we no longer have to kill a lamb or a ram to make an atonement for our soul. And so what God is saying tonight, the life is in the flesh and which is in the blood. Glory to God. So tonight we have a lot to thank God for, that because of Jesus' flesh being torn apart, Jesus felt pain, glory to God. His is from the top of his head to the sole of his feet, he was afflicted to redeem us, glory to God. His blood was shed to make an atonement, to make amends, to make an appeasement for us, to deliver us. Bless his name. Hallelujah on tonight, glory to God. And if you go and look at the definition of atonement, it means to cover. So his blood covers us. His blood covers the sins that our souls make. He said, I'm reconciling you back to me. That reconciliation happened through the atonement of his blood. Bless his name. It means to cover. So he, and the Bible says he covered our sins with his blood. Bless his name. It means to pacify. Oh, glory to God tonight. So we got to thank God tonight. Blesses him that God, that Jesus made an atonement for us. Blesses him that our souls can be delivered. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of our sins. And so if God don't remove our sins, then our souls are going to be lost. Our souls are going to go straight to the lake of fire. And so Jesus paid a price to deliver the soul. Jesus paid a price to redeem the soul. The only way for the soul to be saved is through the atoning blood of Jesus Christ tonight. 1 Peter 1 and 22 says, seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit, my God, through the Holy Ghost, unto unfeigned love of the brethren. So God is saying tonight, seeing that you have purified your soul, that means our souls have to be cleansed. And what it says, in obeying the truth. If our souls are not together, then you find that it's hard for people to obey the word of God, which is the truth. You find people rebelling and disobeying the word of God. Why? Because their souls are not purified. And the Bible says, obeying the truth through the only way you can purify your souls and obey the truth is through the Holy Ghost, capital S, the Spirit of the living God. It's going to take the Holy Ghost to deliver our souls. It's going to take the Holy Ghost for us to obey the truth. It's going to take the Holy Ghost to purify us so that we can walk in unfinished love, walk in that agape love for the brethren. And so there is no agape love in a lot of these churches and in the world at large. And so people are being hurt because they come looking for love and they can't find that love. And God is telling us tonight, our souls need to obey. It says, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently. That means, fervent means heated. Fervent means hot. We don't love each other like that. We don't love each other with a fervent heat. We love each other if I'm halfway We love each other sometimes because we're bickering and we're coming up against each other. We're hating each other. We have unforgiveness. And this is in the body of Christ. We don't speak to each other. We pass each other like we don't see each other. Bless his name. And we have a favorite. We have favorites when it comes who's going to sing praise and worship, who's going to preach. That's the soul. The soul don't want us to line up. And so our soul will tell us, I don't need to go to church tonight. I don't need to go to Bible study tonight. I don't need to go to church as often. The soul do not want to be saved. And the soul will keep you whom my Bible study is going on. The soul will keep you whom my prayer meeting is going on. The soul will keep you whom my church service is going on. The soul do not want to be saved. And the soul know that's going to take the grafted word of God, which you need a preacher to hear. Because the Bible says you cannot hear without a preacher. Oh, bless his name tonight. And so our soul is really ruling us so much. But the soul will tell you, go to work and make that paycheck. The soul will tell you, get up early and get ready, my God, to go out someplace. But when it, even if it's raining or snow, whatever, you're going to push your way to go to work. Because the soul is after the material things. The soul is after the natural man, my God, the natural things. The soul, the enemy, we got to understand that the enemy don't want our soul to be saved. And so the soul will be distracted by all the things in this life. Your soul will cause you, my God, to find excuse not to even read your Bible, not to pray. It is the soul that is causing the problem in the body of Christ, bless his name, from the pulpit to the door. Because you are pastors, the Bible says, I'm going to give you shepherd after my own heart that will feed you and take care of you. And shepherds, a lot of shepherds don't feed the sheep. They don't take care of the people. They don't know if you eat or drink or how your bills are paid. They say that in their concern. And your people in the body of Christ hurting, can't find food, can't find this, can't pay bills. And the shepherds are not paying attention. It's the soul that is not paying attention. And so from the pulpit to the door, we need deliverance so that the house, that's why the pew is empty. The pews are empty while the clubs are full. Satanism events are full. The pews are empty because when you come to church looking for love, when you come to be accepted, when you come, hallelujah, singing that someone care, you get a cold shoulder or you get a funny look, bless his name, in the house of God. It is the soul of men that is causing people to backslide. It is the soul of men that causes people not to want to come together in unity, bless his name, how the way the Bible told us to do it. And so we need to really pray because God is saying, seeing that you have purified your soul, that means your soul should have been already purified in obeying the truth. Hallelujah tonight. And so if you look, the human soul is imperishable. And every human soul will be somewhere for eternity. Is your soul going to be in with God for eternity? Or is it going to spend eternity in the lake of fire? We can make the choice. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Matthew chapter 25, 46 says, and these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. And so God is telling us, if your soul is not right, this is where you're going to spend eternity. We know that this chapter talks about those, Matthew 25, it talks about those that reach out to others and those that didn't reach out to others. They said on the right, God would say to those on the right hand, you have come into his kingdom. And those on the left hand, he said, I never know you. Because it talks about love here. And so God expects our souls to love people. He expects us to reach out to people. Bless his name. He expects us to reach the homeless and the hungry and the naked. Because Matthew 25 said, when I was hungry, you didn't feed me. When I was naked, you didn't clothe me. When I was homeless, you got a big house with extra room, but you refused to take me in. Glory to God tonight. Because you're afraid that I don't want nobody to live with me. I can't stand people live with me. We got to remember what we got God given to us to be a blessing. It's so much selfishness in the body of Christ. And that's what the soul does. The soul will cause you to become selfish and self-centered, arrogant, full of pride. My God, hallelujah. Hallelujah tonight, God. We need to be cleansed, God. Cleanse us. Glory to God. And so God is saying tonight, when we stand before him, we are going to give an account of the love that we show, the love that we ask us, that we allow our souls to want others. Verse 44 says, Then shall they answer also unto him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee hungry and thirsty, a stranger, naked and sick and in prison, and did not minister unto you? And he said, you didn't do it for other people, so you didn't do it for me. Romans chapter 6 and 23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And so a lot of people are dying because of the sin that is happening. The souls, a lot of souls are dying because of the sin that is in their life. And since the soul is eternal, it will be an eternal death. There's no more coming back. For those who reject Jesus, those who accept Jesus, their souls will, there will be eternal death for those who reject Jesus. And for those who accept Jesus, their souls will live on eternally. He is showing mankind the way for their souls to live forever. But they're blinded by Satan. A lot of people, the majority of the world is blinded by Satan. So they continue to reject Jesus. They continue to put up salvation thinking that they will have time. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 27 and 1, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. James chapter 4, 13 to 15 says, go to now, ye that say today or tomorrow we will go into such and such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain, whereas ye know not what shall be on tomorrow. For what is your life? That's the question God is asking. What is your life? Is it even a vapor? It is even a vapor that appeared for a little time and then vanished away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this and that. And so God is saying to those who keep putting off salvation, who keep thinking that they have time to make it right, who said, I'm not ready to get saved yet, God is saying tonight, you don't know what tomorrow holds. You cannot boast to say that I will be here tomorrow. You cannot boast to say I'm going to be here the next second or the next minute. And so he says, stop putting off salvation. Bless his name. But it's the soul of men that is causing them not to be saved. It's the soul of men that is fighting against salvation. It's the soul of men that is causing them to put off because emotionally and all of these things that they have going on in their mind, the soul is telling them, you don't need to get saved right now. You have time. But tomorrow is not promised. He said, now is the day of salvation. If you look at Matthew 6, 33 to 34, he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all the things of prosperity bring. He said, I will add it unto you. It said, take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for the morrow shall take thought of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. We have enough evil going on in the earth. So God says, stop worrying about what's going to happen tomorrow. Just look at where you are today. Okay? And he said, the free gift of God is eternal life. And the only way our souls can be forgiven and cleansed is by the blood. The only way our souls can be delivered and set free from every bondage of sins and night, people of God, and every iniquity is through the atoning blood sacrifice that Jesus made on Calvary. For those who continue to reject Jesus and oppose him, the end of their soul is eternal damnation and destruction. And so God is telling us, hallelujah, according to the scriptures, that our spirits have a body. So if we look at the way we treat our natural body and take care of our natural body with natural food and water, vitamins, exercise, buy things to bathe with to keep our skins clean and moisturized, buy the best clothes, the cologne, shoes, etc., anything that we desire. We make sure our outward appearance is presentable, our hair is properly fixed. We do whatever it takes to keep ourselves fit and strong and healthy so that we will be able to function and present and represent God. Some are doing for themselves. And so as I was preparing this message, and I began to write because God began to speak, and what he says to me, he starts showing me the natural man. He starts showing me that the things that we do for the natural man, we neglect the spiritual man. Our spiritual man is not being taken care of, is not being nourished by the word of God. Then God started speaking. He said the natural and the spiritual bodies that we live in as I explained to you just now, is carrying a lot of weight. Blessed Him is dealing with a lot of things because the soul is not lined up. And so he said, what we do for the natural bodies, we need to do the same thing for our spiritual bodies, and even more especially in this last hour. The problem I realize with us, glory to God, tonight is we don't know or understand or see our spirits as a body. I don't know if you realize that your spirit is a body tonight, and I'm getting ready to close this down tonight, and it should be treated and taken care of more than your natural body. We should take care of our spiritual body better than we take care of our natural body, so we don't treat it the way we treat our natural body. If you look at your spiritual body and you look at your natural body, we put more emphasis and time into the natural than we put into the spiritual. We don't take care of it and give it. It needs to be strengthened like we do our natural bodies. We give our natural bodies food, water, whatever it takes to survive. But the food our spiritual body needs, which is the word of God, it needs prayer, it needs fasting, it needs worship, it needs praising, it needs to be praising God and spending time in His presence to keep us from being defeated by Satan and his demonic forces. We don't pay attention to our spiritual body the way we pay attention to our natural body. And so we find us we've been sick and afflicted and defeated because the spirit man is weak. The spiritual body is weak. We find us having disease, bless His name. And so we find ourselves being defeated because the spiritual man is not getting the nutrition and the food it needs, which from the word of God, to help us come through these times of labor and sorrow. We need to take care of our natural body and keep it strong and good shape to be able to function. If we do the same thing for our spiritual body, then God can effectively use us. But if we don't, then we cannot be effectively used by God. The same thing with the spiritual body. God said it has to be a balance. But the natural body, which is the natural man, is overpowering and dominating the spiritual body, which is your spiritual man. And so it's time for us to come a little higher, people. Bless His name. And if you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 19 to 20, it says, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple? And so he said, it's the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, he said, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. And so he said, glorify God in the natural man and glorify God in the spiritual man. Bless His name. So God paid a price in advance for us people of God tonight with the blood of Jesus. He's trying to tell us tonight that it's time now to come up higher. It's time now to get out of that emotional place that the soul is causing to us to act in a way that we should not act. Bless His name. The soul is causing us to do things that we should not do. The church is the body of Christ, so it is too. So we should be holy. Our body should be holy. But the soul would not allow a lot of us to be holy. You understand? We want to do what we want to do when we want to do it, how we feel like doing it, not even thinking that it's the soul that is making the decision for you. Bless His name. Because your soul is your mind. And so if your mind is making the decision, that means your soul is making the decision. And the Bible says carnally minded is no good. And so when we become carnally minded and operating according to the natural mind, our mind, then our soul is messing us right up. Our soul is going to cause us to lose out on the blessing that God has for us. Our souls is going to cause us to lose out on the prosperity that God has for us. It's going to take our spirit man to connect with the word of God, which is spirit and life, in order to get the victory over spiritual battles that are fighting against our soul tonight. You will always be defeated spiritually, which affects the natural man, if we don't live holy or we don't have the Holy Ghost, bless His name, on the inside. Satan knows if he can weaken our bodies, which is the natural man, he can continue to keep us distracted with natural things, keep us so busy trying to focus on the carnal things, then our spiritual bodies will get weak and we will find ourselves being defeated. Then he knows that he has won the battle. sin and natural bodies are afflicted or we go through so much spiritually, we will become weak and we will be defeated, people of God, tonight. If we do not stay focused, as I close this right now, if we do not focus on or spend time in the Word of God, if you don't stay praying up, if you don't learn how to fast and pray, if you don't feed your spiritual body, is going to dry up and die. Just like a natural person who does not eat, they dry up and die. So the spiritual man will dry up and die. Sorry. If our spiritual man is not empowered, it is not connecting with the Holy Ghost, there is no way to overcome. It is going to take the blood of Jesus and the Holy Ghost tonight, people of God, living on the inside of us to overcome and be victorious. Oh, bless his name tonight. And so we got to thank God tonight. Bless his name. Hallelujah. That even though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk after the flesh. And so the flesh deals with our soul, our emotion. We don't walk according to that. The Bible saying for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination. And so the soul deals with a lot of strongholds. The soul deals with a lot of God mind battle, people of God, tonight. The soul deals with your carnal nature that is enmity, hostile against the spiritual body or the Spirit of God. Bless his name. And so God is saying tonight, the way to deal with this is to cast down imagination. Cast down the imagination. Imagination deals with the mind, which is the soul. He said, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, he said, cast it down tonight because it's affecting your soul. It's messing up our souls. He said, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And so our souls, we need to bring it into obedience. We need to bring our minds into obedience. We need to bring our spirit, everything about us, need now especially to come into the obedience of Jesus Christ, of the anointing. So it's going to take the anointing for the body to get in order. It's going to take the anointing for our spirit man to line up. It's going to take the anointing with the Word of God, prayer and fasting, for our soul to come into alignment to be the men and women of God God has ordained us to be. The Word of God and prayer is the most effective weapon to get this soul right with God before we lose our soul. He said, bring it into captivity to the obedience to Jesus Christ. And glory to God. So he said, we need to get it together. And he said, having, verse 6 said, and having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. And so what God is saying, we cannot tell somebody obey God if we are disobeying God. If our soul is causing us to be messed up and we're trying to tell somebody you need to do what God says, they're going to look at you and say, you're not doing it, but how can you tell me to do it? And so God wants us tonight to know that the biggest problem with us is our soul. The biggest issue that we're having, why we're not prospering. Because he said, I wish that above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. And so if your soul is full of mess, if our soul is walking in disobedience and rebellion, if our soul is not lining up, then we can never prosper, and then you'll be in health. You understand? He wants us to be in health, but our souls got to line up. And so the problem today that is reaping havoc in the church and in the world is the souls of men. Souls are out there killing. Souls are out there doing a lot of damage. Hallelujah. And so God is saying it's time for us to understand who we are and what is happening, because the soul is making a mess in this world. It's making a mess in the church. The souls on the praise team making a mess. Souls in the choir making a mess, standing in the way of sinners, walking in the way, sitting in the seat of the scornful. The soul is causing this. Souls preaching the gospel, but when they leave, they live another life. They don't live what they preach. That's the soul. Souls are going to the riches and wallets in marine kingdom to get power. That's what the soul will do, cause you to go into darkness, and darkness and light don't come together. And so right now, our children's soul is in problem. Schoolhouses are in a lot of trouble. And we got to pray for the soul of our children. their emotions are being, their character and personality are being affected by what is happening in the world right now. They're messing their minds up with LGBTQ. That's they're, so they're messing with their soul. Anytime a person messes with your mind, they're dealing with your soul. And so our children is in a whole lot of trouble, and you better, rather than giving them tablets and iPads and boy games or whatever, get them a Bible, let them sit down and read whether they like it or not. Let them, get them in the Word. Make them pray. They're going to need it. If you be dead and gone and your children left behind, they're going to need the Word of God. And I'm closing on this. The Bible says it's going to take the engrafted Word of God to save your soul. It's going to take that same Word to save the children. Ain't nothing else. You could have all kind of program for them children, but if you're not teaching them the Word, and if they know the, if they don't know the Word, their soul is in trouble. Oh, bless His name tonight. And so, God, I thank You for Your Word tonight, and I pray for every soul connected tonight, God, that our souls will begin to line up according to Your will and Your Word. God, help us to get our souls in alignment with Your Word. For You said all souls are Yours, God. Help our soul, God, to run after the engrafted Word of God. Help our souls to be doers of the Word of God and not hearers only. Help our souls to line up, God, and fall in love with You in the name of Jesus. That our souls will gravitate toward the Word of God. Our souls will gravitate toward the things of the Spirit in the name of Jesus. Because You said the soul that sinned, it shall die. And so, God, we declare tonight that our souls are being delivered by the Word of God. Hallelujah, Lord. Jesus, our souls need to be delivered, God. Oh, glory to God, bless His name tonight. Father, thank You tonight for moving. Oh, God, in every nation, God, deliver, God, Your people's soul from a burning hell. Deliver them, God. Oh, God, from lying and stealing, God, backbiting and hypocrites. Oh, God, deliver us, oh, God. Deliver us, God, from rebellion and obashanda da bakaya. Deliver us, oh, God, my God, from stubbornness, oh, God. Deliver us, God, from pride and arrogance, oh, God, and haughtiness. Deliver us, God, from being, God, oh, shanda da bakaya, selfish and self-centered, oh, God. Deliver us tonight, God, our souls is in trouble, God, we need deliverance. Lord God, I thank You tonight, Jesus, that the souls of men are being delivered by Your Word. In the mighty name of Jesus, I said tonight, be delivered, oh God, our souls be delivered. Souls be delivered tonight. We need to be set free from emotional bondage, oh God. From mind battles tonight. Oh, Bashanda the Bahosa. From covetousness, oh God. Oh, from hating each other, God. From unforgiveness, oh God. From rebellion, God. It's in the church. It's in the body of Christ. Our children are scorned astray. They need the soul. Their souls need the Word. Their souls need to be delivered. Jesus, deliver, 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 deliver us. Oh, God. Oh, Bashanda the Bahosa. Deliver our souls, God. Deliver our souls. That we may make Andorobo host under the Bahaya. Oh, God, deliver our souls, Jesus. That we may live forever, God, in the Damashanda, in the name of Jesus. And I say amen tonight, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord. I bless Your name. I don't know if anybody desire prayer tonight. But if you do, you may press star 6 and come on the platform. If you're not saved, this is a good time to give your life to the Lord. Salvation, like the Bible said, you know, tomorrow is not promised. You don't know what's going to happen the next second. And this is now the time of salvation. As we look around, the spirit of death is moving upon the earth. You know, I had a friend of mine, she said she know. About seven family members died in 1 week. You have 7 funerals to go to. Family members in 1 week. Bless His name. And so we gotta take heed. Our souls need to come in alignment. And it's gonna take the Word of God for us to be all and for us to walk in love for each other. It's gonna take our souls coming in alignment with the Word of God. For us to reach souls, to save soul by wisdom. It's going to take the love of God. It's going to take us. People, when people look at us, they should see a soul that is different. They should see a soul that is saved. They should want to be like us. They should want to follow us to church. They should want to be. They should want to serve the God we serve, because our souls are in alignment with the Word of God. Yes, we're going to make mistakes, but there are some people that are just willfully sinning and willfully just coming up against God, but still coming to church and still say they're doing the work of the Lord. And so people are watching us, and they're watching our lifestyle and watching what we're doing. And so we could be standing in the way of a lot of souls not wanting to be a part of the body of Christ, not wanting to come and worship, not wanting to come, you know. God help us. Help us in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you on tonight. God bless you, a woman of God. We give God thanks and praise for this word on tonight. Definitely a word, amen, to reflect, to shine upon us, so that we can see where we stand in God. We can see, glory be to God, this light has expressly shined upon each and every one of us, not without, but within. And we're thanking God on tonight, amen, because the Lord does desire for us to prosper. And we thank God on tonight, for he has come and pointed out to us the many things that keep our souls from prospering, the many things, amen, the many things, glory be to God, that we may not even think of, or we may think are just so insignificant, but they are big things, and they are hindrances to our soul. So we bless God tonight again for this word. We thank God for you, prophetess, for availing yourself, amen, to be with us every Sunday, every Monday night. And we thank God, amen, for what he's doing in the lives of his people, because truly he's making us ready. And we don't come to this line just to listen, but the word of God brings light, whereby we can look, amen, the Lord can show us ourselves, glory to God, and we can repent, and we can get it right. But he's truly making us ready. He's making us ready to be with him. And we already know, amen, that we can't, amen, see him in peace, glory to God, if there's sin within any of us, amen. So he's given us the opportunity to make it right. He's given us an opportunity to look within, glory to God, that he can make us and mold us, and that he can shape us. So we thank God for the word on tonight, for the word comes to wash us and to cleanse us and to purify us, that we may be more like him. So we give God thanks and we give God praise again for this word on tonight. We thank God for each and every one of you that have come. We bless God for you. Thank God for your time, your attention. Amen, Jesus. And we're not going to hold you any longer, but we do want to pray for our speaker tonight. Amen, Jesus, if you would look towards heaven too. On behalf of our speaker tonight, Father, we thank you again. We bless you tonight. We thank you for your word. We're thanking you, glory to God, for this word that you have spoken unto us on tonight. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Help us, Father, glory to God, to embrace this word, as this word embraces us, as this word makes us and molds us and turns us and purifies us. Father, we thank you on tonight, glory to God, that it is your will, oh God, to give us, glory to God, the kingdom. We're thanking you tonight for making us kingdom ready as we're listening to your word, this gospel of the kingdom. We give you this, we give you praise. Father, we bless you tonight. Now, Father, we're thanking you tonight for every soul, glory to God, that is listening to this word, that glory to God will turn, that would and will turn even in the days ahead. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Now, Father, thanking you for your servant tonight. We're asking, oh God, that you continue to bless her. We're asking, oh God, that you continue to open doors for her in the precious name of Jesus. Father, open doors, doors of utterance, that this gospel can go forth. Father, continue to bless her.
Bless the works of her hand in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for bringing down the hand and the plan of the enemy towards your servant now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, continue to bless her. Continue to prosper her, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Now, Father, we're asking that you will cover and shield your servant. Glory to God. Cover her in your shed blood. Cover her, oh God, in your ring of fire. And for this, we thank you. We praise you. Thank you for your glory that you've set upon her now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking even now, oh God, that you will cover her and shield her even the more in the precious name of Jesus. Our Father, bless her. Only you can. Bless her going out and bless her coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Father, for this we do thank you, we do praise you. In thy precious name, Jesus, amen, amen, on tonight. Glory to God. We bless God tonight again for you, woman of God, amen, Jesus. We didn't see anybody trying to come over for prayer on tonight, amen, Jesus. So we, again, thank you, people of God, and we're going to release, amen, the line to the servant of God on tonight, amen, that she can, amen. Bless us. Amen. On tonight. Glory to God. Again, thank you for your time, your attention. Amen. I want to invite you to come on back tomorrow night. Glory to God. Your God's servant will be with us on tomorrow night. Glory to God. And we thank God for you yet again. Prophetess, you have the platform on tonight. Blessings to you, people of God.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, woman of God. God bless you. Tonight, I just want to encourage you just with this before I come up and to let us just, the Bible said, to walk in the Spirit. But, you know, just a day, he said, after the day that after the flesh, which is the soul, we do mind to think of the flesh, which is the soul. But if we walk after the Holy Ghost, then you have life. So the carnal mind, which Jesus soul will cause us to die. But it says to be carnally minded is death, but if we are spiritually minded, we will receive life and we will receive peace. And then it says the carnal mind is hostile. It is against God. And so God wanted to come out of the carnal mind, which is soul, that is fighting against God and fighting against the things of God. And so it says, so they that are in the flesh will never please God. That's Romans chapter 8, verse 8. He said, if we stay in this flesh or we continue to stay in this soulish man, we will never please God, cannot please God. And then, so tonight, God is saying that let his spirit dwell in us. He's telling us tonight that we are not in the flesh. Those of us who are saved, we are not in the flesh, but we are in the spirit. If the Spirit of God is in us, and if we don't have it, then we are not of God. And so those of you who don't have the Holy Ghost, strive and ask God for the Holy Ghost, to fill you with the Holy Ghost, because it's going to take the Holy Ghost to really help your soul to come in alignment. You know, we can no longer be outside of the ark of safety or not having the Spirit of God. It's going to take the Word of God, the Spirit of God, for us to line up in prayer. For our souls to be saved. And so God bless you tonight. Wherever you're calling in from or listening to, God bless you. God keep you. God, even with Evangelist Bradley, God bless you, woman of God, and your warriors and your advisors and every one of you tonight. God bless you. Until we meet again, may the Spirit of the Lord go with us and cover us with the blood of Jesus. Cover every household, every workplace, everyone that is walking or riding, whatever they do, with the blood of Jesus. Cover us from against every backlash and spirit of retaliation, God. And Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. People of God, God bless you tonight. Again, we give God thanks. We give God praise. We want to invite you to come on out and be with us on tomorrow night. Tell somebody about the PNN. Invite someone to come and be blessed and be liberated in their spirit and set free in their souls. God bless you, people of God. We will see you on tomorrow night.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.